Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. Tuesday into a Wednesday edition. Opening night, NBA Eastern Conference Finals. The West will get their turn tomorrow night as we roll along here through a Tuesday, again into a Wednesday overnight, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline broadcast. And we are presented by American Premium Vodka, APV.com, and celebrate responsibly. Celtics, Pacers, you know, listen, Pacers coming off a rollicking series victory over the Knicks, who a lot of people felt, you know, despite being banged up, we're going to be good enough to survive, and we're going to get that Excella or that Delta Shuttle Boston, New York, long-standing rivalry, but we're still going to go way back to the 70s to find any Knicks-Celtics lineage in the postseason. It would have been the Eastern Conference Finals, but the Pacers had other designs, led by Coach Rick Carlisle, who is from Ogdensburg, New York, by way of the University of Maine, Virginia, and also a Celtic at heart. He played with the Celtics there for a bit. So, listen, this will be a New England homecoming of sorts for Carlisle, and they got a hell of a team. They do, and they got a, you know, Siakam, who is a pain in the rear for Celtic fans when he was a Toronto Raptor, and he is problematic, make no mistake about it. And Haliburton is an elite player, and O'Connell, and just a bunch of role players who accept their roles, and a very dangerous team. Now, do I think Boston's going to win the series? I do. Do I think it's going to go seven? I don't. I think we're probably looking at a six-game series, home court, and, you know, head-scratcher in every shape of postseason, be it NHL or NBA. It has been a real head-scratcher trying to figure out this, this home court, almost a disadvantage for crying out loud, right? I mean, you almost have to label it a disadvantage. I don't think that'll be the case. TD Bank Garden, they'll be bursting at the seams tonight. The stakes are getting high. Tatum and Brown, this is a absolute moratorium on these. Most of the town teams, Golden State up 2-1, never saw the light of day in another game. We come back. We get it rolling here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday. It's Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. Coming right back.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Talking the world of sports, we get it going here Tuesday into a Wednesday, and yeah, don't look now, another endorsement deal from Caitlin Clark. Man, I tell you, every single time, you know, something goes wrong in Caitlin Clark's life, which is she's not very many things have gone astray for her. Let's be honest, she's had a pretty idyllic life, you know, one of those people that are good at everything. You know, you talk to people that know the Clark family, say, yeah, she was great in basketball. She was great at playing marbles in the schoolyard. She was competitive at everything. She was smart in school. She had everything going. Now, you know, there's maybe some strife in a relationship with her boyfriend, one of the sons of the coach of the Iowa basketball team. I'll leave that for Page Six in the New York Post. You know, I'll grab a story like that. Nobody cares, but I'm not going to engage in that garbage. But what I will say is, you know, 0-4 start, appointment television last night, unplugged the headset, got through with the show. Okay, let's go. Had a Zoom meeting, multitask, full disclosure, and it just didn't go well. At one point, I thought maybe she blew out her knee. You know, she ran into a brick wall, Breanna Stewart's screen. Stewart's taken a lot of hits today that she, you know, was a dirty play. I don't see it that way at all. And maybe they're alluding to some other play. I have no idea. I was there and I didn't see it. I saw the screen that Clark ran into. I mean, it was a legal screen. But then let me get to the point, for crying out loud. I mean, she lands another multi-million-dollar deal, this time from Wilson. She's going to have three of her own basketballs. I'm not going to get into the names and shamelessly promote it, but, you know, listen, this is a multi-million-dollar deal. State Farm, you know, Xfinity, the Hy-Vee Regional Grocery Store, Nike. I mean, we go on and on, and now Wilson. There's talk of American Express. We've heard the Mercedes rumors. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And now we know. I mean, this is not now we know. We knew from day one. This has to drive other players in this league. In the 28 years the league has been around, this is the first, I think, without a doubt, in terms of financial reapings, this is a breakout of epic proportions. And it's one gal right now. Now, you would hope, you know, that there's a ripple effect. And I'm sure there is to some degree. But it is so polarizing. It just is, because it brings so many other different topics and different angles areas of discourse, and some of which are very uncomfortable, race and all sorts of stuff. Not going there. Just it's loaded with trouble. You just have to say, okay, you report it as the fact. She's got another deal. But I think you should mention, too, that you know Angel Reese, she's money's going the other way. She's taking some of her endorsement money, and she's investing in a soccer team, I believe, in the nation's capital, which needs to be reported as well. But it is amazing to just see this thing unfold. It just is. And I get it. I get it. The women who aren't reaping these saying, hey, what about us? What about us? I get it. And I don't even know how to answer the question other than these companies don't just dole out multi-million dollar checks without putting their nose to the grindstone, doing their due diligence, do their Q ratings. And I got to think the Q ratings, which is basically a rating to evaluate your likeness and your ability to get people, induce people, motivate people to buy products. Caitlin Clark is almost off the charts. Her Q rating is crazy. There's a thing in the media industry called the Scarborough Report. And if you subjected Caitlin Clark to a Scarborough Report, she would come out with A++. I mean, she's actually going off the charts. So it's crazy. Now, I think it's also important to bring into the discourse and the evaluation, 0-4 doesn't help. It doesn't. And the funniest thing I've heard today, and I didn't hear it just once, I heard it twice, and the people that said it with a straight face. Listen to this theory. Okay, for ESPN, they're not going to get it, but they're going up. She is. We're starting to, yeah. We're getting 36 out of national television. Yeah, you bit off a big chunk. Now you got to eat it. You know, it's kind of like you look at the menu, you see that steak. Oh, it's pictured right there. And then you order it and you go, oh, my God, holy smokes. And then you take about 5 bites and then you ask for a cardboard box to take it home. And then you feed it to the dog. It wasn't that good. So, you know, that there might have been, hey, the dog's going to eat the leftovers in the boardrooms at ESPN in Bristol, Connecticut. But here's where I want to go with this. Two people, not going to identify them, both men. Hey, I think what they're going to do is they're going to just sit back. Why wouldn't the league just get together and let Caitlin score her points and just kind of, you know, and it was, I think it was suggested on the air yesterday too. Hey, why wouldn't they just let her, you know, get her 30 points a night and then you don't have to worry about it and, you know, everyone will benefit. Now that, okay, and I was like, okay, well, you know, that's a stupid theory and I'm not going to insult you, but if I find out and remember who said it, I'll tell them to their face that's a stupid theory. Then today it came up again, this call via telephone. You know, why don't they just let her play? Why don't they just let her score and everybody could share in the spoils? And I'm like, man, oh, man, you people in Iowa, give your head a shake. So let me get this straight. Not only are they going to tank the game, they're going to tank the season because if that scenario plays out, that everyone's going to share in the fact that, you know, Caitlin's scoring 30 a night. Nah, give your head a shake. The only one that will benefit will be Caitlin. You should get more endorsements. First of all, it would never be able to pass a litmus test, and it's not going to happen. But it's fun to just listen to the cockamamie ideas that people come up with. And then three, none of these women are going to be complicit. They're going to go the other way. They'll make their name the hard way. They'll shut her down, which they're doing right now. Carrington, shutting her down. Jones, moving off screen, playing defense. The Maryland tandem with the Connecticut Sun. Man, these gals are playing basketball. And I don't want to rip the Boston gal, but that's her last name, not the city. You got to make a layup. And, you know, we've said it on this program before. Women's basketball gets criticized because, man, can they make a layup? They can hit logo threes. They can hit stand on spot up threes. They can come off screens, dribble drive. They can dipsy do in the lane. But give them a layup and a clear path to tie the game and force potentially overtime last night. Boston just, I mean, it wasn't even close. She almost missed the backboard. So anyways, I digress to, yeah. So this is what's happening now. Caitlin Clark's 0-4 as a team. They got her griping at her coach. She's getting security like she's a member of the presidential administration, the White House. I mean, she is. I mean, bodyguard protection wherever she goes. She can't go to the mall and live like a normal gal. I don't know. I've even said, man, maybe there's been some threats and they're just keeping it on the down low. But they say the security presence around her is very, very abnormal. I don't know. But that, you know, that's just what we're hearing here. But I mean, you would think right now that, you know, the world is falling apart here in Iowa. How can she be 0-4? Fire the coach. Get her some players. And then people, calm down. She's four games in. They're not going to be a playoff team. It's going to be a growth curve. And the fact of the matter is, yeah, Christine Sides, the coach, will probably get fired. But you know what? They were horrible last year, and now that they got the most magnetizing and quite frankly polarizing players in the league, yeah, they're going to probably look and make someone a scapegoat if they get off to like a 1-9 start. That's my prediction. Could be right. Could be wrong. This is what I do know. Wilson today took the elastic off the bankroll and started peeling back $100 bills to the tune of multi-millions. So we'll see. The endorsements keep coming in. If you talk to people that really know Caitlin, she will not be motivated by the money. It'll be nice. It's something she'll enjoy potentially when she's not so busy and in the off season. It's an Olympic year. She's got a lot to be focused on. But right now, she looks like a pretty average basketball player, folks, on a pretty below average team. She just does. She's tired. She's burnt out. We get all that. But she's not the only one that's gone through it. And you got to be fair. You got to balance it out and look at it objectively. You just do. Otherwise, I think you're doing a disservice, not only to her, but to the other gals that are playing in this league. It's not easy what they do. All right, we're coming back. We will get to Celtics. We will get to Pacers. The puck last night, pretty good. Bounced away for Edmonton. We roll along here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Keep it right here.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, talking the world of sports coming up, former Dodger Steve Sachs. It'll be 2 years on June 8th, 2022. Every parent's worst nightmare is son, John, killed in a military accident and near San Diego. And Steve and his family have created a foundation and are doing some really neat things to help other would-be soldiers and air craftsmen. So we look forward to that coming up here after the next break. Steve Sachs will join us. We look forward to it. All right, Celtics, Indiana, Celtics in six, likely. Porzingis, no go games 1 and 2. What the mindset there is, tighten them up, get them a couple, 4 at the most. Well, actually, it could be 5 at the most if it were to go 7. But if he misses the first two, he potentially 5 games. I think they're going to use them sparingly. And I think if the Celtics go 2 up, they won't even use them in Indianapolis for game 1 out at Gainsbridge Fieldhouse. I think they'll just say, hey, you know what? We'll take our chances. They're forecasting, hey, if we go up against Minnesota in the finals, we got to deal with Gobert. If we got to deal with Dallas, then you know we got a whole different set of circumstances when we go big. And he played in Dallas, right? So pretty sure, yeah. So that'll be a situation there. But hey, look, I'm not gonna tell you that Porzingis is the be all end all, but they need him. I mean, he first of all, he can hit threes. He's as fragile as China. I mean, China as in the dinnerware. He's just fragile. He when it gets physical, he likes to get out of Dodge. Let's just call it the way we see it. Guy has been injured. My God, he rolls out of bed in the morning. He could tear an ACL. That being said, I think he is a player to keep an eye on. But look at the Celtics. You know, until further notice, it's about Tatum and Brown. But this is a team that, you know, has got some depth. I mean, you know, you can say what you want, but Derek White was key last year. He saved them. Maybe thought they're going to get him to the NBA Finals, but he has at times thrown this team on his back. So he's been key. Horford is the KG veteran. Hauser can come off the bench and hit threes. You know, Pritchard. I mean, the team is a lot deeper than people think. But the average fan, and we're all star-gazing and star-laden when it comes to the National Basketball Association, and it's about the twosome, the big two in Boston, Tatum and Brown. So, again, until further notice, that's how they're going to be assessed. But the Celtics have not played anybody. And my biggest knock against them right now, they have not been battle-tested. Look, the Miami series was a joke. I mean, that felt like you know how bad that felt? The Miami Celtics first-round playoff series didn't feel like regular season. No, it was worse than that. It felt like preseason. That's how bad it was. The basketball was horrible. And then the second-round series, and by the way, let me back up. There was no Butler. There was no Rozier. Hero had been hurt. He was slow to come around. Adebayo was okay, but it became a joke. And then, you know, Butler got dinged up again. He played, in the first two games of the series? Then he went south. It was over. Called it in and called it a career because he's likely out of Miami again. Butler can't find a home. He is a card-carrying member of the Fellowship of the Miserable. He is never happy. Jimmy Butler could play at Golden State, and he could win back-to-back world championships, and he'd find something to gripe about. He's just a malcontent clubhouse lawyer, and I would never want him on my team. I don't care how talented he is, great guy, but something about him in the makeup of a professional NBA basketball team, it's never, ever good enough. There's always a problem. It never ends well for Jimmy Butler anywhere. So I wouldn't want him on my team, bottom line. And then, you know, you get over to the second round series against the Cavaliers. They only have Donovan Mitchell for a couple games. He goes, you know, with the old, what do we get? Was it the thigh bruise or whatever? You know, a hamstring or, you know, calf. That's a bruised calf. And, you know, okay. End of conversation. He's done. Cleveland throws in the towel. And so the Boston has not been tested. Now, Indiana, there's two theories on this. You could say, well, I want to take the team that hasn't been tested yet because they haven't been fully extended. All right, that's fine. I like, on the other hand, the team that survived like a warrior. And look at the Pacers. Now, you can, you know, I can throw my theory out the door and say, well, hold on a minute. You know, they Milwaukee in the first round. What was that all about? Okay. What was that all about? Okay. I get it. Yeah. No, there was no Giannis. It was not the full Milwaukee team. Plus, the coaching, Doc Rivers, never really gelled. It never came to pass. Griffin had a better record. Adrian Griffin, who was fired, had a better record than Doc. So that didn't work. Now let's see how the Bucks, you know, will circle the wagons up in Brewtown and get that situation squared away. So, but we digress. Go back to Indianapolis or Indiana, and then they go and beat the Knicks the way they did. You could say, well, they caught another break. The Knicks were banged up in game seven. All true. All true. So these playoffs, these two combatants in the Eastern Conference, you know, you kind of have to say, look, this is like starting with a fresh slate. This is like take out the eraser, clean the chalkboard, and let's start X's and O's all over again, right? Because both of them had a path, and the Pacers was a little more, you know, prickly because the Knicks were loaded for bear and wanted this in the worst way. But, you know, Brown smashes his hand, hearts out with all sorts of stomach stuff. I mean, they were just, the Knicks were a mess. Still, I mean, just one thing to prove. Not so much the Pacers, because I think they showed us a little something. But Boston, we haven't seen anything. And then, listen, now the stakes are high right out of the chute. And I'm telling you, folks, even though I'm picking the Celtics in six, I don't feel confident at all. There's something about this Pacer team, the way they make threes. Halliburton, O'Connell is just a tough kid. He'll go in there, smack people around. They've got some role players. Carlisle knows how to sub. He's one of the best in-game coaches you'll find in the league. He really is. He just knows how to coach, and I think he's dangerous. Meantime, and here I go again on my Mazzulla rant. I mean, I can't trust Joe Mazzulla as far as I can throw him. And it makes me nervous because he's had a free hall pass through the first 10 games of postseason. Five with the Heat and five more with the godforsaken Cavaliers. And Mazzulla, I don't know. I mean, I almost wish he'd put an earpiece in and let Brad Stevens coach from the stands and whisper in his ear what he wants him to do. Because I'll tell you, he really befuddles me. And it's very deceiving because a 68-14 regular season record is great. But, I mean, Minnie Mouse, I think, could have coached the Celtics to 68 victories. I mean, I hate it. It sounds like I'm attacking the guy's character. I'm not. I don't see what he brings to the table in terms of cachet. I don't see what Mazzulla brings to the table in terms of X's and O's. His timeouts, I mean, you almost have to remind him. T.O. stands, Joe, for timeout. I've seen the Celtics be on the receiving end of a 15-2 run, and he stands there looking like he took a sip out of lime juice and makes a funny face and squints and then still doesn't call timeout. And then the run is like 21-4, 21-6. I'm like, what? You know, and the commentators, the Celtics commentators, the home guys are like, yeah, but nobody's really, other than talk radio, willing to go in there and saying, hey, what gives? It's like, wow. And I know, listen, the Ime Udoka era was a mess. I mean, he was involved with one of the, you know, key executives' wives. He made a terrible choice. to where he's sowing his oats. Plus, he's married, and she was too. It was a, you know, it was a you know, just a soap opera on Causeway Street, north end of Boston, North Station, a mess. But my God, so I don't know. I'll give it to the Celtics in six, but I'll probably be, oh, will you hear me walk this back tomorrow if they lose tonight? And they could. Oh, man, I'll be, you'd be talking me off the ledge. All right, and then tomorrow, that Western, I think Minnesota-Dallas, you know, as much as Indiana-Boston's got me, and it could be the Larry Bird, you know, cup they're playing for, because Bird had great impact on the Celtics and obviously had great impact on the Pacers as well. Celtics as a player, Pacers as coach and executive, right? So yeah, Larry Bird, he's like the ceremonial face of this NBA Eastern Conference 2024 finals. Now in the Western Conference, I just love this. I do. Minnesota, Dallas, it just does. It has a different ring to it. We haven't seen the Mavs since what? 13 years ago, 12 years ago when they beat the Heat. Cuban has since sold the team. It's owned by Vegas and a gambling and hotel magnate, and Cuban knows how to sell, but he's still actively involved in the team in Minnesota. You know, Glenn Taylor, crazy owner, A-Rod and Mark Lurie were going to own the team. Now, who knows? They might still have a small slice of it. Nobody knows where it's going to go, but this is going to be a heck of a series as well. I don't think there's any question about it. All right. We come back. Steve Sachs, former big leaguer. Kind of a somber topic, but an inspiring one nonetheless. And we'll do that with Steve Sachs coming up on Sports Overnight.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Marty Trail here on Sports Overnight America, presented by American Premium Vodka. Iowa EPS, as we are still continuing our coverage of Caitlin Clark, even though she's off to an 0-4 start. All right, let's get to him. I am very grateful for this guest. He is Steve Sachs, former big leaguer, and great friend of the network. He's been very good. Steve, my name is Marty Terrell. Thank you for popping on the show today. How are you, Steve?
Marty, good to be with you. Thank you. I'm doing fine. Appreciate it.
Well, yeah, nice to hear your voice. Listen, June 8th, 2022, a day that no parent wants to endure, and you did. Losing your son, Captain John J. Sachs, United States Marine Corps, one of the aviators that went down outside San Diego. And Steve never had a chance to offer condolences, but of course, and it's coming up on the two-year anniversary. But what you have done with the foundation, I want to give you as much airtime as we can afford today to discuss this, because I think people need to know how your son endured so much hardship to realize a dream as an aviator. So let's start there, and then let's go and talk about the foundation, if you could kindly. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Marty. So, well, my son always wanted to be an aviator ever since he was a little kid. He would just, just look up in the sky and see a plane, and he'd be able to describe exactly what that plane was, what it takes to fly it, how much each engine cost. I mean, he was really dedicated to becoming an aviator. And so, you know, he got an opportunity to, he wanted to go into the Navy, and he actually blew out his arm on a skimboarding accident at Folsom Lake here in, up near Sacramento where we live. And
right.
So he had to go back and obviously get that fixed. And Dr. Neil Elatrosh, the Dodgers, fantastic, doctor, put his elbow back together again with no prosthetics. He just basically took four pieces of bone that were shattered in his elbow and pieced them back together, and that thing was 100%. So Johnny had to go back in line after that great orthopedic surgeon put his arm back together. And so that took some time for it to heal, and he had to get back in line. He then found he had astigmatism in his eye, so he was rejected by the Navy, so he got over to the Marine Corps, and after his eye was fixed, he got back in line again. The Marine Corps took him in, and Johnny went to OCS because he had a degree in aeronautical science from Embry-Riddle, so he wanted to be an officer, and he went through the training and blew the test out of the water. He was top of his class in almost every category, and he had a bit of an advantage because when John came into Officer Candidate School, he was a little bit older than some of the other guys that were coming in because of his accidents, you know, the things that he had to get fixed on his body. So he was a little bit older, and it really played well for him. And so once he got into the Marine Corps, he was flying jets, and he loved that. But as you know, when you fly jets, you only fly two times a month, and he didn't like that too much. So they asked him if he wanted to train for the Osprey. And he fell in love with it. He went to a 7-month training course in North Carolina, and he just loved flying the Osprey. And unfortunately, that's the plane that he had lost his life in on that June 8th. And yeah, that is that's a terrible day in my life. It never gets much easier. But we are certainly honoring John and the four young men that died in that plane with him. And through his foundation, we're going to be able to keep his legacy alive and keep it thriving and help. This is the mission of the foundation: help other aspiring aviators accomplish their goals of being a flyer. So that's what we're doing, be it a hardship case or an aviator that wants to go to college but can't afford it, and they want to become an officer in the Marine Corps or whatever it may be, we're going to help them accomplish that goal through my son's foundation. So we already gave away a $10,000 grant last year after in our first event that we had, and we're going to continue to do this a lot. As long as I'm alive, we're going to be doing this a lot for people. So it's a great cause, and it just makes us feel good to help out other people through Johnny.
Captain John J. Sachs, he is the son of Steve Sachs, a father. And I can say big league player, which you were, commentator. We've heard you in the media, high profile, rookie of the year in 82, two world championships, Dodgers, Yankees. But the thing that stands out, Steve, is just this mission. This is unbelievable, that quote. The essence of the foundation, or the mission of the foundation, is to help other aviators, people that have a quest to become an aviator, a love for flight to accomplish that goal. And you further go on to say, we're going to help those same people that faced obstacles that your very son did in their quest to become a great aviator. And Steve, I love that. Here's why. Every time now in my life and other people listening that they hear a story about overcoming obstacles, your son's going to come to mind. It really is when you think about it. What a testament to your son. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Marty. This was a this is a way of Johnny's life. When he was a teenager, you know, he in our family, if you want something, you got to go to work for it. That's the way I grew up. Johnny wanted to get a car, and I was going to help him out with the down payment, but he had to pay his insurance. He had to pay his upkeep. He had to buy the car as well. If he wanted to take on payments, he'd have to do that, and he'd have to get a job. So he went over to the local grocer here at the Safeway, and I'm not exaggerating. I mean, I took him there at least 10 times, and they kept telling him, no, there's no job available, there's no job, there's no job. Finally, the last time they went, they said, okay, we'll hire you just to keep you quiet. So he went on and took that job as a bad boy at Safeway. He had that job the rest all through high school and most of his 2 years of junior college, until he went to Embry-Riddle. And to this day, I go over there, and the checkers at that store, sometimes I walk in there, and they all know us. They all know our families and stuff here. It's a very tight neighborhood. And sometimes they just get tears in their eyes, and they don't have to say anything. And I know exactly what they're – they absolutely adored my son. They say they still have people that Johnny helped bring the groceries out to the car and whatnot, and they still talk about John all the time there. So he really made quite an impact. But the point is, that job of keeping going back and keep on and keeping pressing and keep trying is what set standards and set the table for him, even for a young boy that now was going to go in the Marine Corps. The habits and the way of doing things was set in stone for him when he was a young boy. So he was just doing what was natural to him. And that's kind of some of the things his commanding officer said, Lieutenant Colonel John Miller. He wrote me the most unbelievable note when my son passed away. To this day, I can't even read it all the way through, but his love for my son was amazing, and how much he respected my son, it's beyond words.
To have Steve Sachs is with us, former big leaguer, but a dad to his son who passed away, Parrish. It'll be 2 years on June 8th, and it'll be a day that will never be easy on the Sachs family, and nor should it be an easy day. But at the same time, his legacy lives on through this mission and this foundation, which is unbelievable. You know, I'll say this. You don't even have to address it, and then I'm going to ask how people can help, because we have a vast audience, and we're heard around the globe on the American Forces Network globally. I guess what I want to say, Steve, for a guy to blow out his elbow, number one, and then two, get an astigmatism with his eyes, and then still say, okay, the Navy are going to do it. I'm going to go in the Marine Corps. I mean, that's a guy that, you know, it plays right back to that grocery store. You know, they told him no, and he wouldn't take no for an answer. I love that. I love that, Steve.
Exactly, Marty. Exactly. That's the way. Johnny was a very, very smart young man. But more than his smarts, he had a bulldog determination. For instance, if you were on par with everything else that John was about, and you were going to battle against him, good luck, because you better bring four lunches, because he was the kind of a guy that was principled, absolutely principled, professional, and he just wouldn't stop. He would go and go and go, and that's the way he was. That's what I tried to do in my baseball career, and that's what my son did in life.
Steve Sachs. Steve, how can people get involved? Seriously, I mean, my Skype here is blowing up here, and I'm getting some instant messages from friends of mine back in the Boston area. Seriously, they want to know what they can do, and dollars obviously help. It's a foundation. How can people get involved?
Okay, let me be really succinct about this. So if people want to go to his foundation, go to JohnnyOurHero.org. That'll take you to the foundation. Okay. We've had some copycats on the foundation that are trying to copy our foundation. But if they go to Johnny Our Hero, there's no way that can be messed up. So if you go to JohnnyOurHero.org, that'll take you to his foundation. Now, here's what we've done. You've heard about the Babe and the Kids. Have you, right, Marty?
Yes, I love it. Yes, yes. I want the artwork. I wanted to get to that. So please, yes, go ahead.
Yes. So Babe and the Kids is, if people go to babeandthekids.com, that's the two websites they can visit. babeandthekids.com. We've taken, essentially, we've made an NFT out of an iconic painting. And I own the painting. I own the only one in the world. And I'm standing in front of it now. Painted, it took 8 years for the artist to complete it. It's by Opie Otterstad, who is a 2006 Painter of the Year. He's a baseball painter. He's in the Texas Hall of Fame. He did some unbelievable paintings. So anyway, this painting is from a 1922 snapshot of Babe Ruth in his boater's hat on a barnstorming tour getting off a train, and he is amongst this sea of kids. You've probably seen the iconic photo before.
I've seen it. I have indeed.
Yes. And there's just so many kids around him with these massive smiles on their face because they're with the Sultan of Swat. And Babe Ruth loves it because he grew up in an orphanage. And this painting, epitomizes Babe Ruth. So this is what we've done real quick. Is first of all, we digitized the painting and made an NFT out of it, a non-fungible token. So if somebody buys one of these, it'll be sent to them through their Apple wallet, and then they can house it in whatever monitor they wish. Because it's digitized, they can put it on their Apple Watch. They could put it at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, and that thing is 129 yards long, that scoreboard, and it will look exactly the same as it does from the painting. Now, that's the first thing we've done, the digitizing of it. The second thing we've done was we made it interactive. Because here's the thing about this painting. When you look at all these boys surrounding Babe Ruth, the artist took the painting as a photo and changed out the faces of all those kids in that photo, and he painted current Hall of Famers when they were little boys. So you can around this painting, and there's 58 little boys in there. 56 of them were Hall of Famers. And you can go through and guess which one is which and this one is that. But the way we made it interactive is if you hover over the face, his name will come up. And then you double-click on his name, and a three-minute video comes up of him playing in the big leagues.
That is incredible.
And it goes away, and then you go to the next little boy, and you go to the next one. You could spend 2 hours there. There's also a static picture that's done in silhouette, and the silhouettes have numbers on them, and the numbers above reflect who the little boy is. You know, has his name there. So you can also do it that way. You can just guess. So I'm looking at it now, and I'm looking at number 20. Oh, number 20. Who's that? Oh, that's Frank Robinson. Yes, that looks like Frank Robinson. You know, so when he was 15 years old. And you can do this for hours. So you'll also get one of these static silhouette pictures to use by the photo, too. So anyway,
Steve,
they can go to babeandthekids.com and check that out.
Yep. Babe and the Kids. And I'm telling you, we are going to promote this. And listen, thank you. You are a wonderful man. Our thoughts and prayers, obviously, are with you and your family. June 8th will come, and we will be thinking about you. Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Marty.
Great job.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Steve Sachs. You're most welcome. You're welcome anytime. All right, great job, and appreciate that. We're coming back. Celtics and Pacers tonight. And thanks to Steve Sachs. Thanks to Dominic Jimenez. Outstanding job on the board today. We'll come back, put a wrap on it. Don't go away.
out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, babeandthekids.com, just to follow up on Steve Sachs. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, he lost his son nearly 2 years ago, aviator accident near San Diego. And it was just a horrific day. And now they're raising money. Babe and the Kids is a reference to a Babe Ruth piece of art, an NFT, babeandthekids.com. And Steve, you can hear the podcast on iHeartRadio too. So fantastic. Pacers, Celtics tonight. My gut's telling me what here? Huh? Boston by what? 8, 9 points, 10 points, who knows? Let's see. Tatum and Brown. And who's on the horizon? Is it Minnesota if Boston can survive the Pacers? I'll take the Celtics in six, like I said at the top, but I don't know. You know, every time I turn around, I got Halliburton in my head. I got Siakam, who creates all sorts of matchup problems. You know, Porzingis, who knows? You know, going to sit out the first two. Major coaching advantage. I mean, Carlisle will coach circles around Mazzulla. He will. Now, on the surface, let's get this right out there. I mean, Mazzulla is going to battle with some pretty big bazookas, okay? Pacers, on the other hand, pound for pound, talent for talent, it's close, but it, you know, a clear advantage to the Celtics. So we shall see. Enjoy the games tonight. Great job out of you, Dominic Jimenez. As always, back on it tomorrow. Wednesday, we'll scoot us into a Thursday here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Adios. Make it a good night.